Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Is this on?
And of course I want to be champion. Who doesn't? But I don't think we should fly to any conclusions.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of What's Wrong With Wrestling. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with my brother Joe Pisano and Eric Slamilton Hamilton.
Headband Dan.
What?
I don't know, Headband Dan?
Headband Dan!
All right. Sure, yeah.
I would like to start...
Go ahead.
...with a bonus birthday episode of What's Wrong With Wrestling.
Wow, another one.
You think I forgot?
Well, kind of.
Obviously.
Well, I wasn't just going to eat Chipotle on the show, my friend.
Are you wearing Eric's presents?
No, his presents are in here.
Okay. Because that is an Eric shirt.
Oh, look, these official Joe Pisano bag fillers.
That's right.
Yeah.
I can't afford... I spend too much on your presents. I can't afford...
You can get them at Kroger.
All right.
Yeah.
This feels like a pop.
No way.
No, not from Joe Pisano.
Let's see.
Deadpool, pleased to meet you.
Yeah, because it's Beefy Joe.
Beefy Joe.
Yeah, it's a Beefy
it's
Joe Deadpool.
It's basically Beefy Joe.
Wow.
Isn't
Deadpool.
That awesome?
They're big fans.
Pleased to meet you.
That is fucking great.
Isn't that cool?
Oh, he's wearing like little oven mitts.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's like 100 of these
Can
Deadpool.
I see it?
No.
Why not? I can't. I just want to take him
I
out.
I swear to fucking God, I will snap your neck.
Look, it's clearly been opened.
You're pushing it.
No. Someone's opened it. There's
they
not
all
even tape
that.
There.
There's no
they
tape
don't do
there.
That.
There's no tape. No.
There's never
Someone
tape.
Someone opened it.
No
Someone
one opened
it.
It
for sure.
Shut it wasn't Eric.
It would look great right next
not.
To right next to Chris Jericho.
I will put
when
this,
Hollywood Hogwash
I
starts.
Will put this bag
half of these,
over your head.
When Hollywood Hogwash starts, half of these are going to be like you know movies, yeah, movie pops.
Where are we getting movie pops?
Where?
Yeah, where?
From you? From your house?
Speaking
okay.
of,
sorry, I thought you grabbed it.
No.
Speaking of movie pops,
this also feels like a pop.
Hmm.
Sure does. All right.
This
All
one's right. awesome. Can I hope you don't have it.
Oh.
That's
the
great.
40-year-old virgin.
That one has to go here. Yeah.
Holding Oscar Goldman, you know, Million Dollar Man's boss.
Is that $1 million? Is that Million Dollar Man's boss? Or the $6 million man?
$6 million man.
Yeah.
Million Dollar Man.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a waxed one.
Waxed?
He's got the mano lantern in his
now
chest
I know what
hair.
To get Eric for Christmas.
Right.
Ooh. Perfect.
Called it. Dibs.
Dibs. Yeah.
This is great. Yeah.
All right. One of them can go here, right? Just one. You know, just figure it out.
I'll give you the show to figure it out.
And by the way, you guys are joking. Obviously, this is not my shirt. This is also Eric's birthday present.
I knew it.
You're wearing my present?
Yes. I thought it'd be funny.
Okay.
See, look. Tag I thought you saw the tag was on it when you saw
no,
it.
No, I didn't. That was a joke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like, a new look for
I mean, I said it.
Joking.
I said
awesome?
It jokingly.
That is great.
That's such an Eric shirt.
Yeah.
I almost loved it too much where I almost kept it. I was like, this is too good. It was cheap. It was at Ross. It was.
Yeah.
It's awesome. It's a little big, but it only had one size.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Nice.
Ooh, my guns fill
You know
out
what,
this
Eric?
Yeah.
It looks better on you. Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Say.
You know, 40-year-old virgin over here.
Because there's so many Hulks.
So many Hulks.
One of them, he's hiding, like he's being sneaky. And
a little sneaky
these
Hulk.
He's punching. And
ooh, how does this Hulk feel?
A little lower.
Oh, all look,
right.
there's
Check a lower Hulk.
There's a Black Widow right here.
Kill it.
There you Jeez. Go.
All right.
Happy
well, thank
birthday.
Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
Suck it, Andrew.
Hey, I'll get my
Suck it,
present. You got three presents.
November.
I only got two. Interesting.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Hmm. These are all super cheap.
We're not keeping score, but whatever.
Everything was on sale. I felt
bad. We're not keeping score, but Eric, three, Andrew, two.
Technically, Andrew's were like $10 more.
Yeah. Suck it.
Well, that's because I'm worth a lot of money. And if you want Shawn Michaels pop with DX, you gotta wait a little while,
Andrew Tanker. You gotta wait and pay more.
Yeah. You gotta wait, Andrew Tanker.
So I guess we'll have to get the Triple H one to complete the set.
I guess. Yeah. You know, once we do split these pops in half, we're gonna have to vote on which of these wrestling pops are gonna go.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's gonna be a tough decision
my idea
to make.
Is like people who are no longer with the company.
Okay.
So you could...
But the Chris Jericho one's so good.
It is.
But wait, hold on. Right. Why do they have to go?
Well, because we're gonna half of this set's going to become Hollywood Hogwash.
Yeah.
So we're going to have new pops. Like, I have my Conan pop out there that I'm going to bring in here.
All right.
I have the Joker pop that Eric gave me, the giant one that can go behind.
True.
I've got Hulk Hogan and Mr. T. Hollywood Hulk Hogan.
You could put Mr. T there, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
Mr. T.
Hulk Hogan was a movie star for a few years.
Yeah.
All right.
You could knock out Ronda Rousey.
Braun Strowman. Yeah.
Let's take out Bray Wyatt, right?
Now it doesn't look even on the show.
Get that dust out of there. Dust to dust. Maybe he's like looking
He'll
at
be the first reason. One to go. Yeah.
Yeah, he should be.
The Fiend, because he doesn't even exist anymore.
Who are you?
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah. What's the one next to the Fiend? That one right
there. Oh, that's
Heath Slater.
Edge.
No. Oh, Edge. Oh, yeah, that's old the man newest Edge. One.
Yeah.
Man, that's going to be a tough decision. Right.
Get the New Day's still relevant. You have to keep them now.
That's true.
We'll Mick Foley.
At least one of them. Maybe just Big E, because he's the champ.
Does Todd Frazier remain?
Probably not.
No.
Todd Frazier, right? Yeah. Although he's the only one holding a really nice
Todd
title.
Todd Frazier, WWE champion, Todd Frazier.
Right. I mean, you Clearly. Do have three Shawn
The
Michaels.
Shawns are not going anywhere, Eric. How fucking dare you?
All right.
If this ends up only being Shawn Pops for the wrestling half, that's perfectly fine.
Yeah, and by the way, this red, white, and blue Macho Man figure, that's the closest you're ever getting to Kurt Angle being on this show.
Macho Kurt.
Is there a Kurt Angle pop?
There is.
It's
there is.
True. Yeah.
And you have it?
I actually don't.
You don't have?
Dibs.
Don't.
You had the other dibs.
Suck it.
We'll see who can buy it first.
Yes. Shower me with Kurt Angle pops.
And when those pops...
Wait, is there more than one?
No, there's just the one.
God damn it.
Yeah. Well, I got you the milk toy set collection that I'm sure you
milk
play with.
Oh, yeah. I still got that.
Is that unopened as well?
It is.
Yeah. Do you think that's going to be worth anything?
They're all going to be worth something someday.
Sure.
I wish I never opened any of my Transformers toys.
So the original Avengers line, like original Avengers movie line of pops, like it wasn't until I moved into my current house I took them out of the box. In the box, they're all worth like $120, $150 each.
$120 million? That's not bad.
Yes, bucks.
And you still have them? So you could sell them?
No,
or
not
you
anymore.
Sold them?
I did end up selling them out of box. I still made quite a profit.
You could have just lied and said they weren't open, right?
Well, I didn't have the boxes.
Oh, you didn't have the boxes.
Yeah. I'm like,
idiot.
The one time I take them out of the box and, you know.
We're going to sell some of these.
Boxes.
Yeah. We're going to sell some of these and be like, no, they're always in the box. I was like, I saw them on display.
That was another
on
one.
On the show.
That was another one.
No, we use CGI to make them look like they weren't in the box. CGI.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or we can kiss the band Kiss, our audience. And just be like, these are part of the Which One With Wrestling Army. We're going to sign all of them.
There you go,
and only sell them to our fans.
We'll sign the Shawn Michaels
They're
pops.
$200 each.
Yeah.
You recently sold like 10 pops, right? And made a profit, didn't you?
I sold more than that, but I did make quite a profit.
Well, there you go. I know the pops are worth. I don't know if the Kurt Angle Milk-O-Mania like action figures.
Well, in Vegas
anything.
During SummerSlam weekend, Kurt Angle was supposed to do a signing, but he ended up canceling. And I was going to have Kurt sign that Milk-O-Mania thing.
Damn you, COVID!
Yeah, I know.
Son of a bitch. All right, well,
that would've been awesome.
It was a big week for WWE.
Big week.
SmackDown, actually, I thought was a pretty good show. Probably the best SmackDown we've seen in a long time.
I was going to say something, but you guys always jump on my shit.
Yeah.
But this was for SmackDown.
Yeah.
For any main roster show, this was enjoyable.
It was.
You have to admit that.
It was. It's like, hey, we're going back to the garden. We can't, you know, do the same old recycling.
Here's my question. Because there really were no, like, giant names that came back.
Right.
Apparently, Cena did the dark match.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Why not bring him? Anyway, why can't you write good stuff for other arenas? Why can't you only write good stuff when you're in MSG?
Right.
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense.
That's
we're in MSG. Let's write good storylines. What? Why? Yeah. Write that every
That's what I'm
week.
Saying. SmackDown's yeah. their best show right now. Right.
It is.
But even Raw had a cash in. I mean, look, it wasn't a horrible week.
Hold on.
Of wrestling.
We'll get to Raw. Raw was a shit show with an ending that they fucking spoiled it.
They did.
For ratings. Spoiler alert. Didn't work. Yeah. Didn't work
again.
It never
works. The best way to do it is to not spoil it. And then people were like, oh shit, I missed it. And they'll tune in regularly, dumbasses.
Yeah.
But you screwed us again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, remember that that Royal Rumble where Cena came in at number 30 and everyone's like, oh, he's injured. There's no way he's going to be here.
Right.
And then he just showed up.
No one was expecting it.
Didn't they announce that? Like, didn't Cena go on, like, Instagram and be like, I'm going to enter the Rumble tonight at number 30?
No, you know why? Because Instagram wasn't a thing yet.
That's why. Yeah. That's the only reason.
Only reason.
He went on Facebook, but, you know, it wasn't, no one was, like, friends with him.
He was on MySpace. Tell all your MySpace friends.
Yeah, everyone was already off MySpace by then.
Right? Yeah, like, the spoiling is getting so horrendous.
Yeah, and it doesn't even work, so it's not worth it.
Nope.
But before we get into SmackDown, we have to thank 5 new patrons.
All right.
So, shout out to End of Days for WWE.
Nice. Oh, good name.
Sebastian Gringris.
Okay.
Gingris. Sebastian Gingris.
Sure.
All right. Tight Cunty.
Wow.
Nice.
A play on Tight Cunty.
Love that. Wow. That's her name now.
Wow. Dylan Moore, who did a year sub, so thank you very much.
Cha-cha. Wow.
And then one other person did a year sub.
Okay.
The Tribal Queef. Yeah. So thank you.
How's no one said
thank that you, yet? Tribal Queen.
Well done. Well done, fan of ours that did that. Well done.
Yes. And if you want to join the Tribal Queef, go to patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. $5 a month gets you everything. You can cancel anytime. And if you want a discount, you could do a year sub.
Yeah, like so, the Tribal Queef did.
Give Boom. It a try. We, you know, the All Out recap was, last week or whatever?
Yeah.
SummerSlam 2005, and we're doing another bracket tonight. That'll
tonight.
Be coming out later this week.
Yeah.
The best non-HBK WrestleMania match of all time.
Yeah.
Submitted by a fan.
That had to be asterisk because, you know, HBK fuckboys over here.
Yeah, you and Joe.
Well,
anyway,
I mean,
oh boy.
The top 30 are Shawn Michaels?
Yeah, so these are the bottom 30.
Oh, the bottom 30. Right.
Hold on. Really, realistically, the top 5 or 6 are Shawn. Shawn was involved.
Pretty much.
Come on.
Yeah.
Kurt Angle, probably. Jericho. Hell, the Benoit with Triple H match was incredible.
The Undertaker one.
Well, obviously, those two.
The Undertaker two.
Yeah.
The one where I was a referee.
So. Ric Flair.
Ric Flair, yeah.
Oh, God.
Pretty great.
So no HBK.
No, he's not allowed.
Yeah.
Not allowed. So, all right. On to SmackDown.
Let's go.
We open with the Bloodline. Pat McAfee's back on commentary, and he said, let's get to it, baby.
Ooh.
They're all friends.
Little stinger.
Spoiler alert.
Well, yeah, of
Nothing.
Course.
Spoiler alert, he's no longer a part of SmackDown.
That's right.
Right.
So the first thing Reigns does is ask Heyman, when it comes to sports entertainment, WWE runs New York City, right? And Heyman says, owns it, my tribal chief. And, you know, this would have been a cooler line if Reigns said wrestling and not sports entertainment.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
So then Roman says, who runs WWE? And Heyman says, my tribal chief. So he says, if I run WWE, then I run New York City and I run Madison Square Garden. So MSG, acknowledge me.
Mm.
And the fans actually do a loud Roman chant.
I mean, it's finally he's getting his due as a heel.
Yeah.
And he should. Much better as a heel, obviously.
But then the music hits, and out walks Brock Lesnar, still rocking the beard and the ponytail.
Mm-hmm. Looking like Brad Taylor from Home Improvement, like he grew up.
Maybe a little bit. I do like the look, though. It's different, right?
It is.
I like that he's not wearing any merch. He looks like he just came from chopping down trees.
Yeah. Right. Brock's had the same look for, what, 18 years?
I've been chopping down trees.
Yeah. So Brock gets in the ring, gets face-to-face with Reigns. The fans chant, holy shit. And they cut audio for a few seconds.
For like a minute?
Well, that not yet.
Oh, okay.
Then Roman backs up, and the Usos step in front of him.
Oh, right.
And Heyman asks Brock, of all the championships we can go after together, why the Universal title? Think of all the success we can have. But Brock grabs the mic from Heyman and asks him, why didn't you tell Roman I was going to be at SummerSlam? And then the fans chant, you fucked up.
Yeah.
And they cut the audio for 13 seconds,
Fox.
Which felt like an eternity.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, of course.
Broadcast TV.
So Reigns looks pissed, and Heyman tells him, I didn't know, you're my tribal chief. Reigns grabs the Universal Championship from Heyman, and he and his cousins leave the ring without him.
His cousins.
And Heyman's acting was brilliant here. Because sensing that Roman is done with him, the weasel that Heyman is,
yes,
immediately tries to get back with Lesnar.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Uh-oh.
Like on the brink of crying too. Like,
this is what I have to do.
I was the advocate for the reigning, defending, undisputed WWE Heavyweight Champion of the World, Brock Lesnar. The chameleon still got it.
Wow!
Why did he say reigning, defending? Though?
Well, because he used to be.
He used to be reigning.
Not so much defending?
Yeah.
Well, he always said defending, though. So Brock likes it. He's like, oh, that was great, Paul. Just like old times. But then Brock gets serious and tells Heyman, before Roman Reigns fires you, accept my challenge for the Universal title. Heyman doesn't want to do it.
He's like, please.
So Brock tells him, you've got 5 seconds, Paul. Brock starts counting down. But at two, he picks up Heyman.
Yeah, fuck that.
Sets him up for the F5. But Reigns gets back in the ring and gives Brock a Superman punch. Mm. Roman goes for another, but Brock catches him. And he's about to F5 Roman, but the Usos save him with a couple of super kicks. But Brock ends up clotheslining both of them and taking them to Suplex City while Roman retreats.
Yeah, you could tell he hadn't done those Germans in a while.
Yeah.
They weren't great.
Pat McAfee yelled, Brock Lesnar looks like he ate Brock Lesnar.
Great line.
And then backstage after the break, the Bloodline walks to their locker room, and Heyman is back with them holding the Universal Championship. And also, if you look around, they had a bunch of classic WWE memories from the garden on the walls, as if this is what Madison Square Garden cares about.
Right.
Like, yeah, this is what, not any sporting events or...
Yeah.
No, we care about WWE. And then Kayla Braxton asks Heyman if Reigns will accept Lesnar's challenge. Heyman denies knowing that Lesnar was showing up at SummerSlam, and he tells Kayla, here you are hanging out in the hallway like some Jersey girl, and ooh. Kayla had to stop herself from laughing,
because
she obviously wasn't expecting that. And then Heyman said, my tribal chief will answer Lesnar's challenge when he deems appropriate to answer the challenge of Brock Lesnar.
Once we announce Saudi Mania.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So next up we have, that was a great opening segment, by the way.
It was.
It was really good.
Really
I
good?
Loved Lesnar there. Like, it was really good.
So right. Far, A?
Well, we're grading SmackDown now, but
oh,
yeah.
God.
That was certainly an A segment. Yeah.
Yeah.
Next up, though, we have King Nakamura, mm-hmm. Rick Boogs,
yep.
Rey Mysterio.
That's enough.
Dominic Mysterio.
Please stop.
And Big E.
Oh, boy.
Versus
yeah.
Sami Zayn.
Too many.
Dolph Ziggler.
I'm out.
Robert Roode. Apollo Crews. And Otis. 10-man tag? Someone's been watching AEW.
Is this what they like? Huh? All right, fine.
Sami Zayn cuts a promo before the match wearing a Knicks jersey. And he says, I brought a special guest who actually knows what it takes to win in Madison Square Garden. So give a big New York City welcome to the Atlanta Hawks' own Trae Young.
Now, let me explain for Eric why this was significant.
Yeah.
He almost single-handedly knocked the Knicks out of the playoffs.
Yeah.
This past NBA season. Like, he went off. Like, the Knicks made the playoffs for the first time in forever, and he just went off every night and eliminated them.
Oh, wow. That's very like, impressive.
Imagine in, like, the Dynamo if... Well, I got nothing.
Yeah, okay.
But, yeah, no.
That's super informative. Thank you.
Yeah,
hey,
yeah.
Andrew, bottom right?
Sure, yeah.
Who are you?
Yeah.
I mean, this is only in New York. Like, yeah, only Knicks fans would care about this.
Right,
obviously, right.
They're in MSG, so that's why they got a lot of heat.
He comes out, he gets booed. He at least tried.
Did you at least Google him or no?
No, I didn't.
I mean, he told you who he was.
Yeah, I figured, he's a basketball player.
Yeah.
It's funny because normally when they bring out these, quote unquote celebrities or whatever, they're monster faces. It's not often that they bring them in as monster heels.
Right.
Yeah. And it's always better when they make them heels.
Yeah.
It is always better.
Because it's like, we don't want them to hear anyway.
I hated Logan Paul until he turned heel.
Right.
Now I'm like, I still hate him.
Yeah, but now Kevin Owens gets to beat him up.
Well, I hated, like, Machine Gun Kelly having a live performance on Raw, until Kevin Owens powerbombed him off the stage.
Yeah, right.
Then I was like, all right, right. At least you did something with
and
the guy.
And now he's banging Megan Fox.
He sure is.
Oh, the places you'll go.
He sure is.
Bust a nut.
My God. Son of a bitch. So during the match, Trey Young attacks Ray from the outside, and the ref sees it, so he tosses him to get a big pop from the crowd.
That's good.
Ray and Dominic hit Sammy with the double 619, and then Big E hits the big ending for the win.
Mm-hmm.
Kayla interviews Big E after the match, and Big E says, "We got one hell of a team, much like the New York Knicks." And then Kayla asks, "What's next?" Yeah. And Big E holds up the Money in the Bank briefcase and teases cashing it in tonight. Okay. Or maybe on Raw. And that would have been enough.
Yeah.
That would have been enough.
That's it. Stop there.
That would have been plenty.
Yep. Yeah.
Anyway, but wait. Next on Twitter. We'll get to that later. Next up, we have the contract signing for Bianca Belair versus Becky Lynch for Extreme Rules.
Mm-hmm.
Belair comes out first and says, "I don't respect Becky like I used to because I thought Becky would never back down from a fight. But I'll respect her more after I win back my title at Extreme Rules."
Yeah.
So Becky comes out rocking a fur coat and sunglasses.
She stole John Morrison's gimmick.
I don't care. I love
McAfee this. Called her Joe Namath, so that was pretty cool.
Yeah. Okay. I loved her look so much.
Yeah, okay. It's very obnoxious.
No, it was great.
You know, even the sunglasses were too big
clearly
for her.
Clearly going full heel.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Right. Yeah. So she takes a seat and says, "The original WrestleMania main eventer has arrived."
Ah.
Good line. Yep. Becky tells Belair, "Do you want to know how I knew I had your number at SummerSlam? I saw your face when my music hit. Starstruck you were. Delighted to share the ring with big-time Bex. You could be a fan or you could be the man. There ain't no shame in buying a ticket and sitting with the regular people." And then Becky says, "You know, and maybe I don't want to sign the contract." Belair yells, "Sign it," over and over, and the crowd cheers. Mm. And then Becky gets upset and makes the heel turn official.
"I was sitting at home listening to you people chant, 'We want Becky.' My guy came back, last minute notice, saved all of your asses, beat the champion in 26 seconds, and this is how you treat me. And you're favoring a flash in the pan over me."
Getting a little real.
What do you mean, you people?
Getting real.
Right.
Yeah. You can totally tell she's trying to do an American accent, too. Like, she's really trying.
Really?
She had a really thick accent before. Oh, yeah. Because there was a rumor that they wanted her to sound a little bit more American.
Maybe she was dolling up the accent.
Ever since she's been the man, she hasn't had the accent as thick.
Yeah.
But it's still obvious that, you know.
So... the funny thing about her saying, you know, "I came back at the last minute."
Yeah.
Apparently, it was so last minute. That's why the plates on the belt had X's on them. Or, did you see those pictures over the weekend?
No.
So they couldn't find the ones that said "the man."
Uh-huh.
So they had to use her old ones for when she was a face and had the title.
Yeah.
And she just put like black tape X over
them. Oh, she put black tape over them?
Yeah.
Okay. That's the kayfabe.
Yeah.
Story?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
No, that's
the
rumor.
They couldn't find them.
Yeah.
That's the rumor.
Or they had to get them made.
A billion dollar company couldn't get them made.
Have you seen how they've been running the company lately?
Come on, Joe.
They don't even know people's contracts are up.
Yeah.
They're like, "Oh, fuck, we forgot. His contract's up? Oh, shit."
Also coming up in rumors.
Yeah. Mm. So then Becky says, "If you can't join him, beat him, and I will beat him. I'll give you the rematch, and it's going to end the same way."
Yeah.
And then she signs the contract, throws it at Belair hard. Yes. But Bianca catches it.
Them reflexes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that was another good segment. Becky was
Becky
was great here.
Yeah, Becky's good. Good and hard.
Backstage, Heyman is on the phone talking to someone when Shotzi and Knox pull up in their tank and offer him a ride.
Who are you?
Thank you.
Where the hell have you been?
Where have you been?
I still have to do that. I still have to put that one on there.
And the Corbin.
Yeah, the Corbin one. So Heyman turns, and you can see that he wasn't actually talking to anyone on the phone,
because
you see his phone, and he's not, it shows like a list of contacts. Like, just call anyone that works there.
Yeah.
on the phone to make it look real. Call Vince's cell.
Yeah.
Right.
And Vince would be like, oh, that's her.
Buy a fucking burner phone.
You just call anyone.
Yeah.
Call anyone. Call Roman Reigns' phone.
I'd rather just be off.
Right.
Yeah. Just because sometimes your phone will,
Yeah.
Just be off.
So Heyman looks at them like they're idiots because they are. And then he turns and Kayla's there waiting for him. And he always gets he always jumps when she's there.
Uh-huh.
And once again, she asks if Reigns will answer Lesnar's challenge. And Heyman says Reigns will answer the challenge after the Usos retain against the Street Profits. And then Heyman turns to leave. And once again, Big E is standing there with the Money in the Bank briefcase looking like a maniac.
Yeah. It's great.
Next up, we have Edge versus Seth Rollins.
Mm.
This match was excellent.
Yeah. Better than their SummerSlam?
Three commercials in this match?
So good, though.
Yeah.
I would say better than the SummerSlam match.
Yeah.
I think so.
Mid-match, Seth hit Edge with the flying knee. Edge kicked out, and McAfee said, Seth almost exercised his demons.
That was a good line.
Ace Ventura. Rollins also hit Edge with the glam slam, but it didn't look very good, so they did it again. And then Edge kicked out.
Yeah.
And again, I love matches with a lot of counters because it makes them both look good. Like, they know each other so well.
Right.
Seth went for execution, but Edge countered, and he went for it. But then Seth countered and went for the pedigree. But then Edge countered. They had a little back and forth, and then Edge hit the pedigree.
Oh.
Took a few seconds to go for the pin, and Seth kicked out.
Yeah.
And that's a veteran like Edge. You're not just going to hit a finish and immediately go for the pin.
Right.
Because you need to give a reason why he's kicking out of the finisher. Took you a few seconds to make the pin.
Uh-huh.
That's the kind of stuff I like.
Right, yeah.
Edge starts to bash Seth's head on the mat like he did at SummerSlam, but Seth made it to the ropes this time. Edge hit execution and goes for the spear, but Seth counters with a neck breaker. Seth goes for the curb stomp, but Edge counters with a sit-down powerbomb. Later, Seth gave Edge the buckle bomb. Goes for the curb stomp again, but Edge hits the spear.
Kudos for Edge for willing to do a buckle bomb.
Yeah.
Sure.
He goes for the pin, but Seth barely kicks out. Later, Edge pushed Seth into the turnbuckle where the ref was, and Seth kicked Edge in the balls while the ref couldn't see.
Yeah.
Seth then hit Edge with a super kick, but Edge stood back up, so Seth gave him another super kick. Edge dropped to his knees. Seth gives him another super kick. But Edge slowly gets back to his knees and Seth yells, why won't you die?
Said Matt Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
Super kick.
Well, sure. Yeah. Seth then gives Edge a fourth super kick.
Jesus.
And then hits the curb stomp. Seth slowly goes for the pin, but Edge is dead.
Yeah.
And Rollins gets the win.
That was clean. I mean,
I guess. After the match, EMTs put Edge on a stretcher and load him into an ambulance. Adam Pearce and Sonya Deville look at Seth like, what did you do? I mean, he hit his finisher to win a match.
Yeah.
You're the ones that let him wrestle.
Right.
he couldn't handle Rollins' finisher.
Yeah. Like, you almost want to put in the line from Ready to Rumble, like, you kicked him in the face, he's an old man.
Yeah. And then Megan Morant walks up and asks Rollins, do you realize what you have just done? And then Seth says, I don't really know how to feel about it. Maybe I don't feel anything at all.
Oh,
he walks away. Looks like he's a little remorseful, but he doesn't say it.
He always is.
Yeah.
A little bit.
So I
popped out Ray's eyeball.
Right.
I mean, if I did that and I didn't feel anything, then clearly I really don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
But yeah. Oh my God, what a fucking match.
Yeah, it was great.
That's like, that's up there for best match of the year, I would say.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then finally for the main event,
That's high praise.
We have the Street Profits versus the Usos for the SmackDown tag titles.
Again.
Backstage before the match, Reigns tells his cousins, we run WWE, ain't no losing tonight, let him have it. And then Reigns tells Heyman, I saved you. Why didn't you tell me Brock was at SummerSlam? Heyman doesn't say anything. He's too afraid, and we go to commercial. As for the match, Montez Ford dives onto Jimmy and Jay on the outside, and then Roman comes out. Later Ford kicked Jay and his Air Force One sneaker fell off and he tossed it into the crowd. I don't know if you know anything about sneakers, but Air Force Ones are some of the most expensive sneakers there are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now he could have tossed it to where the camera crew was because it was that direction.
Ah, yeah.
But you never know. Maybe
I don't know.
Caught it.
How valuable is one though?
Well, he wore it.
Yeah, you aren't. Imagine well, I just need to find Pisano one more in the crowd.
Yeah.
No! But yeah, he wrestled the rest of the match.
I'd punch it.
You throw it back at him.
Yeah.
Yeah. He wrestled the rest of the match with one shoe. Ford and Dawkins hit their electric chair neckbreaker move, but Jimmy kicked out. Jay hit the splash off the top rope, but Dawkins kicked out. But in the end, Ford hits the frog splash on Jimmy and goes for the pin. But Reigns pulled Ford off for the DQ. Mm. Reigns then put Ford to sleep with the guillotine, and the Usos beat up Dawkins. And then Roman grabs a mic and yells, "The tribal chief ducks no man. If Brock Lesnar wants it, then he's going to get it, because I'm going to smash him as soon as I'm done smashing Finn Balor."
Ooh. Damn. Kinky.
I know, yeah. Right?
Yeah. And that's the first... I mean, now that he's a heel, it's like, you know... Because he's always been like, "I'm going to beat Lesnar," but now he's just like, "I'm going to whoop his ass."
Yeah, right.
So it's different. But then the lights turn red, and the demon returns.
Yeah.
Balor gets in the ring, gets face-to-face with Reigns to end the show, and yeah, that was a pretty damn good episode of SmackDown.
Right.
Really good.
Like, return of the demon.
The demon.
Like, the only thing that was not good was the 10-man tag.
Yeah.
That was just a celebrity thing, but...
Correct.
Wasn't
correct.
Awful. It was just, that's a 10-man tag.
Yeah. Right. Sure.
But yeah, pretty good. All right, on to Monday night. Spoiler alert. They should call the show now. Raw starts with Big E, because he tweeted earlier in the day, "I fully intend on cashing in the Money in the Bank briefcase," and or the Money in the Bank contract. But like, if you know anything, AEW just put up a $1.35 million rating.
Yeah.
And this was supposed to be Lashley and MVP versus RK-Bro for the tag titles. Last week's Raw was dedicated to the tag team turmoil match.
Yes.
That was the whole show.
Yes.
Was tag team turmoil to set up a tag team title match the next week. And that all got scrapped
mm-hmm.
because AEW did 1.35 million.
Yeah.
So Big E comes out. Then Randy Orton and Matt Riddle come out. And then Bobby Lashley and MVP, Lashley's music hits, and I'm like, are they doing the title match now?
Yeah.
But then Lashley's wearing a suit. So they're like, okay. So Big E once again says, "I fully intend on cashing in tonight." And Riddle says, "Could you please not cash in on Randy? He's my best friend." So MVP tells Riddle, "Shut your dumb ass up. Big E won't be cashing in on Randy because Randy won't be winning the WWE Championship tonight." And, of course, he also bitches that they were supposed to face RK-Bro for the tag titles. But Randy politicked his way into getting the championship match tonight.
Because they had already announced that for Extreme Rules, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
This was all a ratings ploy.
Yep.
Orton admits that he had the title match changed to tonight. And he said it was easy because I'm Randy Orton.
Well, yeah.
Good line. At least they were able to save it a little bit.
So then Big E yelled, "We got two big meaty men bumping meat tonight."
Yeah, we do.
Which is a callback to the New Day podcast where they were like, they were being asked, like, you know, "What's your dream match?" And they all said some stuff. And he said, like, Goldberg versus some other, like, Ultimate Warrior. It's like, I don't know exactly what it was, but it was two big guys.
Yeah.
And they were like, "What?" And he was like, "You guys want your five-star classes or classics? You want your 30-minute matches? Not me. I want big meaty men slapping meat."
Yeah. Damn.
So. Right. I want a shirt that says that.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure you do. And then MVP tells Big E after you see what Lashley does to Orton tonight, you will fear the Almighty too. Orton yells, "I've proven that all it takes is one RKO to bring Bobby Lashley to his knees. And that's exactly what's going to happen tonight when I beat you and become the WWE champion." And then Big E says, "And then I'll cash in on you and become the new WWE champion." Lashley yells, "Enough, Randy, you made the biggest mistake of your life by wanting to challenge me tonight."
Yep.
"And Big E, if you even come close to me tonight, I'm going to shove that contract so far up your ass, you're going to be able to taste the fine print."
Ha ha.
Oh, wow.
Not bad for, you know, Lashley.
Big E shakes the briefcase right in Lashley's face, so Lashley slaps it away, and then Orton hits Lashley with an RKO. Huh. Seemed like the perfect moment for Big E to
and
cash in.
New. Oh, right? He didn't do it then? No. I didn't see after that.
Right.
Oh,
he didn't do it.
Yeah, it really
seemed instead, Big E keeps telling everyone throughout the show that he's going to cash in tonight, including Lashley.
Including the audience.
Backstage later, he sees Lashley and MVP's like, "I'm going to cash in." Then he sees Orton, he's like, "I'm going to cash in." And then...
Then he sees the New Day. I'm going to cash in.
Yeah, exactly.
Then he sees catering. I'm going to cash in.
I'm going to cash in on some hot dogs, some cheeseburgers.
Some pancakes.
That's right.
Always pancakes.
So, yeah, next up we have Shayna Baszler versus Charlotte Flair in a championship contenders match. Everyone's favorite kind of match.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
And Charlotte, you got to stop doing Andrade's back elbow.
Please.
It doesn't look good when you do it.
No.
It's not good.
Nope.
It's like a super, super slow-mo version of it.
Yeah.
This time, though, Nia Jax hops on the apron to distract Shayna, and Charlotte wins with the big boot.
That's it.
So Nia and Shayna are broken up. They're going to fight next week.
Yeah.
Unless Vince, of course, tears right up the script.
It's funny, when Shayna was in NXT, she was like the most dominant force ever in the women's division.
Yeah.
More dominant than Asuka, I would say.
Mm. Well, Asuka had the longer reign, but Shayna was, she was,
she was more dominant. She broke her opponents.
Yeah, of course. Know?
And now she's put away with a move that's not even a finisher for Charlotte. A big boot.
After the match, Alexa Bliss comes out and brings Charlotte a gift for accepting her challenge at Extreme Rules. Mm. Charlotte spoils the surprise by saying, "I don't collect dolls, I collect championships." Alexa wants to give her the gift anyway, but Charlotte says no. Alexa says yes. Then Charlotte says no. Alexa says yes. They go back and forth until a yes chant breaks out.
Right.
Didn't they know that this would happen? Anytime anyone says yes more than once.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. You said yes more than once.
Right.
So.
That's what happens.
I'll repeat your line back to you. You said earlier, Andrew, have you watched the show lately?
Right.
No, they did not have any idea.
No. Right. No really chance. Not. No.
No chance.
There's going to be a segment where they just call each other punks.
Right.
You're a punk. No, you're a punk. No, you're a punk. CM Punk.
Right.
So Charlotte finally accepts the gift, and it's a Lily doll.
Oh, look at that.
But it has blonde hair, a robe, and the Raw Women's Championship. And Alexa says, ta-da, her name is Charlie. And Lily, you're right, it looks just like her. So Alexa tells Charlotte, we wanted to give you something to play with after I take your title at Extreme Rules. And everyone deserves a friend. Even a narcissistic, self-absorbed bitch like you.
Oh, pan.
Charlotte says, of course, everyone wants their doll to look like me. Nah. But you're crazy if you think you're taking my championship. And if you're even crazier if you think I want this stupid doll. So Charlotte throws the doll at Alexa. Alexa attacks her, hits a sunset flip powerbomb, and then holds up the belt to end the segment.
Yeah.
Then later backstage, Charlotte finds the Charlie doll again, and she throws it in the trash. I mean, you know, these dolls are haunted.
She's right.
Next week, it's going to be the Shayna thing all over again.
Annabelle 3 starring Charlotte Flair.
That's right. Blech. I can't wait till Lily's like a guest star on the Chucky show.
Yeah. Oh, I can't wait till USA WWE Network. Films makes a Lily movie.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
You know we'll have to review that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Mm. You're right. Next up, we have Drew McIntyre and the Viking Raiders.
Okay.
Versus Jinder Mahal, Veer, and Shanky.
Thank you.
Why is this still a thing?
Right.
I don't know.
McIntyre hits Shanky with a claymore for the win in under 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Good.
You got to fill in 3 minutes, I guess.
They're like, we have to have McIntyre on the show.
Uh-huh.
Just have him claymore Shanky.
Right.
We have nothing for you, so we're just going to have you claymore Shanky.
Shanky. Shanky.
I don't want to talk bad about Shanky. He is a patron of,
Oh, he is.
Right.
He submits questions
sometimes.
He sure is. Yeah. Backstage, the jobbers go after Reggie for the 24/7 title, but he does some flippy shit and escapes. Then Drake Maverick walks up in a purple suit. R-Truth tells Drake, your plan didn't work, but Drake says, the plan, gentlemen, was not the problem. The problem was the execution. And then Truth and Tozawa argue over whose execution was the problem, and I argue over myself whether I should execute myself and throw the remote through the TV, but I didn't do that.
Good for you.
Thank you.
Good for you.
Yeah, it took a lot of willpower.
Remember when like the 24/7 title wasn't on the show for a few weeks?
Yeah.
That was a good few weeks.
That was nice.
That was pretty good. That was pretty nice.
Right? Right.
Fun times, huh?
Yeah.
Good times.
Now, bad times.
All right, Jeff Hardy versus Damian Priest for the United States Championship.
Yes.
With Sheamus on commentary.
Of course.
Uh-huh.
He can't shake this title.
And they tried to make a story out of this non-story by Priest saying He's like a big fan of Jeff Hardy.
Right.
And he's glad he's finally facing someone that he admires.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then they showed a video of him when he was like six at a Hardy Boys match.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they superimposed it.
Yeah, it was actually Eric. So yeah, they put a priest in his face over.
Was it the one where he fought Sting and he was all fucked up?
My favorite
match. That'd be great. That'd be great.
Was that one against Sting?
He's like, it's my favorite match of Jeff Hardy.
All right.
So Priest retains with the Reckoning, but Jeff made it look bad. I guess Jeff didn't know how to take it. Has he never taken a crossroads?
Take it!
I guess not.
Maybe. But Sheamus attacked Priest right after the match. Then he gave Jeff a bro kick, and then he went for one on Priest, but then Priest hit Sheamus with a bro kick. And
This is still a thing?
This is...
There's still bro kicking?
Extreme rules.
Extreme rules. Extreme rematch.
Bro kick match.
Extreme rematch.
Bro kick on a pole.
His dick.
All right, backstage, Nikki A.S.H. and Rhea Ripley were talking about Rhea's upcoming match against Natalya and how they want to be the tag champs, even though they should already be the tag champs because they beat the tag champs.
Correct.
But now we're going...
Hey-o!
Now we're going backwards.
Yes.
And doing singles matches.
Yes.
Yeah. Not to mention Shotzi and Knox beat Natalya and Tamina three times.
Yes.
And now they're nowhere to be found.
No, they're running an Uber service with Shotzi's tank, clearly.
Right. Yeah. Natalya and Tamina walk up, and they're full heels now. Mm-hmm. Even though they won those belts as faces, and they didn't have a heel turn, they just woke up one day and were bad.
We're bad guys.
Yeah.
You want to be bad?
They did the Big Show lottery.
You want to be bad?
Let's be bad.
Okay, we're bad.
They did the Big Show lottery, right?
Yeah.
They're like, reach in, your heels.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So Natalya calls them freaks and says... We dominate errors, which is hilarious.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then they all start brawling, but then Sonya Deville walks up.
Okay. You guys want to play like this? Before Natalya and Rhea's match, we're going to have another match.
Okay.
So we can sort all this out. It's going to be Tamina versus Nikki A-H-S. And that match is going to happen.
Who?
This is Nikki A-H-S.
Nikki Oss?
I noticed it because that's Lexi's high school, A-H-S.
Yeah.
I was like,
Nikki Oss.
Almost Nikki Heroes, super.
Why not just say Nikki A.S.H.? It's a cool name.
It is.
It's short for almost a superhero.
Right.
Like, just say Nikki A.S.H. Yeah. It's cool. They did it for like 2 minutes, and they never went back to it.
You know, it's funny. I didn't realize that we had Sonya Deville on the soundboard.
Yeah, right.
That's crazy.
Wait.
It just sounds like you just lowered the octave and made it louder.
Yeah.
Oh.
So we have Tamina versus Nikki A-H-S.
Yes. A-H-S.
What is that? Asshole sex?
Huh?
A-H-S?
Asshole sex.
Okay.
Almost hero super.
Yeah. Nikki hits a tornado DDT off the second rope for the win. It didn't seem like Tamina knew that was the finish because she kicked out at three.
Right. Yeah.
And then Natalya and Tamina attacked Rhea and Nikki after the match, and Nikki was taken back due to injury.
You're missing a crucial point of
this.
So when the three count happened, they hit Tamina's music. That means
Tamina's
music was loaded up to celebrate her victory.
Right.
So Tamina was supposed to win this match.
Tamina was supposed to win.
And she just didn't kick out in time like an idiot.
Right.
Yeah, but the ref wouldn't have just slapped the mat.
But there's miscues, though, sometimes where the ref doesn't fucking know what's going on either.
Wow. This.
It's happened. Or the ref just did it and was like, we have to go with it. I did it.
Yeah. Sorry. I mean, well, what does the ref do? Just go.
Well, yeah. That's what they do sometimes.
That's what they usually do.
They look like idiots.
They go, I lifted his shoulder.
Or like the WrestleMania 2000 hardcore match where he goes 1, 2, he doesn't kick out. Or no, the time doesn't expire in time, so he just falls backwards like he fainted.
Yeah.
He's like 1, 2, oh! And he just falls on his back. Like, you fainted?
Yeah.
Right.
So, next up we have Natalya versus Rhea Ripley.
Boo.
Nikki came back out and tripped Natalya while the ref was yelling at Tamina for being on the apron.
Clearly.
And then Natalya tried to beat Ripley with a roll-up and her feet on the ropes, but Nikki pushed her feet off. Mm-hmm. And then Rhea made Natalya tap to the inverted cloverleaf.
Yeah.
Again, Natalya and Tamina have not won a match since winning these sets.
No, they have not.
No.
Nope. It's so bad.
Yeah. So next week, they'll face them as a tag team in a championship contenders match.
It'll happen at Extreme Rules, probably.
Sure, sure. Maybe. Doubtfully.
They might actually give them the titles there.
Yeah.
Because why not?
Of course.
Yeah.
Next up, we have Mansoor, Mustafa Ali, and The New Day versus Mace, T-Bar, AJ Styles, and Omos.
Oh, boy. Eight-man tag.
Yeah. Blech. A little better.
Yeah.
Mid-match, Omos tags himself in and starts dominating Ali. Mansoor and The New Day all grab Omos, but he throws them all out of the ring, and then he gives Ali the two-handed chokeslam for the win.
Mm.
Who cares?
Right.
Speaking of who cares, we got Doudrop versus Eva Marie.
Oh, boy.
Oh, this one again.
Doudrop hits
in
the cross.
In a rematch.
Well, not, kind of, yeah. Doudrop wins with the crossbody.
Of course she does.
I still don't understand the point of Eva Marie.
Nope.
This isn't getting Doudrop.
She didn't do anything in this match.
If you could say it's to put over other talent, this isn't getting Doudrop over.
No. Doudrop's name isn't getting her over.
Beating Eva Marie is not impressive.
It's not.
For anyone.
No.
No, she just lays there.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm.
Next up, we have a backstage promo from Karrion Kross.
Uh-huh.
Basically, he just says he's going to kill everyone.
Right. Well, no, he said, all of you are going to eventually fall and... Yeah.
It felt like the Aleister Black promo.
Right.
I was waiting for him to tell us to knock on his door and shit.
Yeah.
Right.
Aleister Kross.
But he didn't have
black.
Tick tock.
He didn't have the gimp mask on. He was in a black suit, so he didn't look stupid.
Yeah. Yes.
So like,
so you had that going for him.
Did they give him his old gimmick back?
Well,
or is he going to still come out with the gimp?
We don't know what his ring attire is going to be. So.
What else are they doing with his wife right now? Is she in wrestling training? Why not let her come out with him? She's a big part of his gimmick.
Well, that she was having dark matches, and it's like, but she's not a good wrestler.
No.
She should not wrestle.
Which one was just ballets? Yeah.
That's, yes. You should be a manager.
She was good at it.
Just like Paul Heyman should not be a wrestler.
Right.
Right. And when she's like, the end is near, it's just a big part of his whole thing. And I don't understand why you strip her away from that. Doesn't make any sense.
The best thing about him was the entrance, and they took away the cool entrance.
Yep.
Took it away. All right, finally, we have the main event, kind of. Randy Orton versus Bobby Lashley for the WWE Championship with Riddle and MVP ringside. Lashley hits the spear, but Orton kicks out. Lashley goes for the hurt lock, but Orton gets out of it and hits an RKO.
Nice.
Orton goes to crawl for the pin, but MVP pulls Lashley to the apron. Then Orton goes outside the ring, gives MVP an RKO. But when Orton gets back in the ring, Lashley hits another spear for the win.
Ouch.
After the match, Lashley beats up Riddle and puts Orton through the announce table, but tweaks his knee in the process.
Oh, no.
By the way, he forgot, and the ref looked like he gave him a cue or something, or yelled something to him. Because he starts walking away, and he goes, oh, and he falls down.
It was like a full 2 seconds after.
Like, jeez.
Lashley then gets back in the ring, and Big E runs out with a referee.
So Lashley pulled a Goldberg.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, this was weird because you're like, all right, a tweaked knee and he's going to cash in. He got RKO'd earlier in the show, but a tweaked knee and he's going to cash in.
Right.
It's just kind of weird to me.
Big E runs it. Well, they do that a lot when someone's injured. You cash in, like Del Rio with his ankle.
Yeah, but it's Del Rio. This is a monster. That's supposed to be a monster.
Well, I mean,
so anyways,
you see a weakness, you take it.
Big E runs out. He officially cashes in his Money in the Bank contract.
Uh huh.
And we'll be right back.
Yeah.
Right.
Like we it's all about the injury.
To commercial.
How many times has this ever happened? Oh, yeah. Fucking never.
This is the first time.
Why would you cut?
They go to commercial during a cash-in.
Well, you got to give Lashley time
cash-ins
to recover.
Cash-ins are supposed to be fast. No, you're not.
Get a drink
that
of water.
That never happens
you
with
know, go to the bathroom.
They went to commercial in the middle of a cash-in.
So stupid.
After the break, Lashley was refusing to defend the title because of his injured knee. Mm. So Big E slapped the shit out of him.
Yes.
And then you could read Lashley's lips.
Very much
he
so.
He told the ref, ring the fucking bell.
Yeah.
Which that was great.
It was amazing.
So the match starts. Big E chop blocks Lashley's already injured knee and went for the big ending. But Lashley got out of it and hit a spear.
Yeah.
And Big E barely kicks out.
Everyone's, I thought it was like, oh, wow, that's it.
Well, right. Corey Graves.
Did everyone's butthole pucker a little bit when that happened?
Oh, no.
Corey Graves was really selling it. He was like, thanks for coming, Big E. And he kicks out.
Yeah.
Lashley then went for the Dominator, but Big E got out of it and countered with the big ending. 1, 2, 3. New WWE champion. Xavier and Kofi come out to celebrate with their boy, and a bunch of pyro goes off.
This was great. Like, I like when there's like a small, like it's not just a, like, you're dead, I'm going to just pin you.
Yeah.
Like, I like when there's like a small match, you know, and you have that second where it's like, oh shit, is he not going to do it?
Yeah. And I think the best one, the Ziggler one, because Del Rio
was great.
Almost beat him.
Yeah.
You know, same with the Rollins cash in.
Even Miz and Orton.
Yeah.
Yeah, the first one Miz did.
And again, like, this would have been such a cool moment. Mm-hmm. But like, and I'm happy for Big E.
Right.
In real life.
Yeah.
But I didn't pop for the show because you knew it was happening.
I know.
Since like 3 o'clock on Monday, you knew it was happening.
Right. I mean, when Edge cashed in on the first one on Cena, he didn't say at the beginning of the pay-per-view, I'm going to cash this shit in. When Rollins did it to Lesnar and Reigns, he didn't say, yeah, I'm going to cash in tonight, all right?
So the end of Raw was good, but the rest of the show was not. It was your average Raw.
Right.
Just a bunch of stupid shit. Mm-hmm. Italian Tamina get two matches.
Yeah.
Two. 24/7
two matches.
Dewdrop and Eva Marie.
Right.
The doll shit with Alexa and Charlotte. It was not a good show, but
yeah.
good ending. Too bad they spoiled it. But they did. And what do you think? Did you see the ratings?
No.
You want to take any guess? I think last week it was 1.8.
1.9.
Eric?
1.7.
1.67.
Down.
Now, went Monday down. Night Football, right, happened, but...
Sure.
But that was going to happen anyway. They used to beat Monday Night Football back in the day, but...
Are you ready for some wrestling?
It didn't work. No. You could even say it backfired.
Yeah.
They Shivani'd themselves.
Right.
Right.
but it didn't work.
That'll put butts in the seats.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, it didn't work. If it didn't work, now you know it didn't work. Because fans love cash-ins more than anything.
Yeah.
Now that you know it doesn't work, don't do it anymore.
Right.
Can we stop spoiling everything? You want to make it like the fucking CM Punk thing where you basically tell everyone but you don't? Fine. But don't do like this. No more.
No. Not like this.
There was another silver lining, though. Hmm. Neither show had a roll-up victory.
You shut the fuck up right now.
We didn't do it once.
No, wait. You forgot.
What?
I don't know.
We didn't do it once.
There wasn't a snap.
There was no snaps. I never did it.
Holy shit.
Zero roll-ups.
Wow.
When was the last time both shows had zero roll-ups?
Wow.
How dare they?
All right.
I bet that's how Tamina and Nikki Ash was supposed to end.
That's probably. Right, probably. I'm sure Big E rolled up Lashley.
Yeah.
Vince was like, God damn it, that was our one roll-up!
That was a good roll-up.
Eva Marie tried to roll up Dewdrop, but couldn't.
No, she couldn't do it.
So, wow, okay.
All right, at least there's a silver lining there for Raw, because Raw didn't have any roll-ups.
Sure.
Neither did SmackDown.
Yeah, way to go.
Wait, good job, Vince.
Good job all around.
Maybe Vince wasn't there again, like he wasn't last week.
Yeah.
Who knows? But all right, let's give some awards.
All right. Yeah.
Who'd you have for worst dressed?
Charlie the Doll.
Okay.
Oh, that's funny.
Fair enough.
I had Dewdrop.
Okay.
I had T-Bar.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Best dressed?
Big E with the belt.
Not bad. I had Becky Lynch. Loved her heel outfit.
Yeah.
I had Becky as well.
All right.
Worst acting?
Aleister Cross or Karrion Black.
Aleister.
That's funny. I had Sonya Deville.
Okay.
I had Eva Marie. She's just terrible.
Yeah. Right, right.
Best acting?
Paul Heyman.
My name is Paul Heyman.
How he flip-flopped.
Paul
and so,
Heyman.
Like on,
that was
on a dime. I mean, it was
great. It was so great. What a little fucking weasel.
Yeah.
Worst comment?
So sweeping it?
Yes, sweeping
yes. it. Hearing him cashing in tonight 100 times.
Mine, that was
worst
so bad.
Comment. Yeah.
That's an award winning for something else for me. I had just the Nikki AHS.
Okay. That's really good. And I had, you know, she looks like Namath, you know, the last time the Jets were good. Yeah, fuck off, McAfee. That's true.
Best comment?
I'm the original WrestleMania main eventer. Or that's the good. Original WrestleMania main eventer has arrived.
Yeah.
I had Brock Lesnar. It looks like Brock Lesnar ate Brock Lesnar.
That's really good.
Yeah.
I had Heyman just doing the Lesnar intro.
Okay.
Worst match? Hold on. Worst match and super slow-mo match. We're going to combine them this week because...
Eva Marie.
Eva Marie versus Doudrop.
That's actually, my slow-mo was Nikki versus Tamina, so...
You know what? Fair enough.
Fair enough.
Entertainment arguing.
Yeah.
Yes and, Eric. Yes and.
There's
yes
only
and.
One answer for this one. Best match.
Edge.
Edge versus Seth.
Yeah.
Sweep it.
That was sweep it.
Great. Yeah.
Worst move?
Eva Marie.
Oh, that's funny, Eric. I also have Eva Marie.
Doing anything.
Doing anything.
Yeah. Yes and, baby.
Yeah.
Yes sweep and. It.
Right.
Best move?
I had a tie. I had Seth's second glam slam or Edge's pedigree.
I have Edge's pedigree.
Okay.
I have the curb stomp because of how they sold it. Like, Edge is dead. He's going to be gone for a
while. Why does
it
seem like every time someone, like, finishes Edge, like, they're killing him?
Right.
It's always, like he's going to die.
Oh, God, his neck.
Right.
My neck and my back. And...
Worst moment or segment, that's where I had Big E spoiling everything.
Okay.
Like, 10 times.
Right.
And it didn't work. Did not work.
I know.
People are like, oh, I already know what's going to happen. Cool. And you get, like... With the whole Mankind thing, I didn't watch Nitro, so I didn't know he was going to win.
Yeah.
So I didn't know Mankind was winning the belt that night.
Right.
Are we sweeping that? Spoiling everything?
I had Trey Young.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I had the 24/7, but, you know, they're all bad.
They're all bad. And then best moment?
New Day in the ring together celebrating.
Yeah, I mean, Big E becoming the...
Reminiscent of, like, Kofi Mania.
Champion.
I had more fun watching Brock and Paul, to be honest.
That was really SmackDown. Great. That was really great.
But yay, Big E.
Yeah.
I mean, I hope this means that Xavier gets his day someday soon.
right.
Now can we please get the New Day triple threat match for the title?
Yeah.
Please.
Yes.
Please.
At WrestleMania?
I don't care where.
Survivor Series.
Sure.
Well, they did it with the Shield, but it was the Battleground, so it's not going to be a good pay-per-view.
Survivor Series is going to be Big E versus Roman, like Bloodline versus.
It
New
should
Day.
Be WrestleMania because you already know your WrestleMania main event is going to be Roman Reigns versus anyone.
Uh-huh.
You know, maybe Seth, but like, have some fun with the WWE Championship.
For sure.
Probably not, though. All right, breaking news.
Ha-ha!
So WWE announced during Raw that this year's draft will be October 1st, starting with SmackDown, and then October 4th on Raw. Mm. So very nice of them to do. And they've been doing it like this for a while, where they do it on SmackDown first and then Raw, so that we could cover the draft on the same podcast.
Yeah. Yay. Thank you, guys.
But again, I don't get excited for these drafts anymore. They don't mean anything.
They mean
especially
nothing.
Especially when Vince, all of a sudden...
I'm a genius! Hang on a second, I just had an epiphany.
And then we have... Doesn't mean anything anymore when they can show up to any show anytime.
And also 80% of the roster stays on the show that they're on right now.
Yeah.
Let me guess. Miz is switching?
Oh, look at that.
Miz and Kevin Owens always swap.
Always swap.
Every single time.
Yeah.
All of the time.
Roman Reigns will 100% stay on SmackDown.
Of course.
100%.
Yeah, it's their bigger show.
It's such a... Yeah, it's all garbage.
Also, last Wednesday, WWE released a statement that said Paul Levesque, a.k.a. Triple H... underwent a successful procedure last week at Yale New Haven Hospital following a cardiac event. The episode was caused by a genetic heart issue, and Paul is expected to make a full recovery.
Yeah.
So this is old news, but obviously we haven't done the main podcast since
it happened.
But a lot of jokes being made about, of course, this is Vince and Adam Cole leaving, like Eric's tweet. But
yeah, my tweet said... Adam Cole officially broke Triple H's heart.
Yeah.
Literally.
But a cardiac event.
Yeah.
This is a heart attack, right? I mean, you just don't want to say heart attack, I guess.
I guess.
Yeah. But
maybe it was like an arrhythmia or something.
We'll see how long he's out for. I mean, not that he's ever on TV, but
yeah.
I doubt he's at NXT tonight, which is the new NXT.
He's pouting at home.
Maybe. Also, WWE announced that they officially signed Wrestling Olympic gold medalist Gable Stevenson to a multi-year deal, which will allow him to continue competing in the NCAA.
Right.
So Eric's future favorite wrestler.
We'll see. Yeah.
And then last Thursday, Al Snow saved a child from a riptide.
Friend of the show.
Friend of the show, Al Snow, our first wrestler guest. God,
we should see about getting him back.
Yeah, why not?
I'm sure he would.
He saved a child from a riptide at Santa Rosa Beach in Destin, Florida. Snow told TMZ that he first heard yelling and screaming while in the water, and then he saw a boy being hit by waves and being pulled away by a rough current. He said a lifeguard was on the beach, but said, "I knew she wasn't going to make it in time. I caught him just by the arm, just as the wave started to pull him even further out. If I hadn't have grabbed him, I think he probably would have went out to sea, and that would have been it."
It's, isn't that what...
Is he running for office now?
Shad. Yeah. That's how he died.
Undertow. Wow.
So
the ocean's a crazy bitch.
Great job, Al Snow.
Yeah, good job.
Yeah. You got anything, Eric?
Yeah, I have a couple things. So after Big E, of course, there's... Everyone was sending tweets saying congratulations. Bunch of superstars. Two that I thought were really good. Roman Reigns tweeted, smart decision.
Yeah.
I thought that was good. And then Cedric Alexander tweeted, basically at Lashley, if only he had some backup. That's funny. Yeah, that was good.
Too bad Cedric chases the 24/7 title now.
Right.
Yeah.
Let's see. Also, Raw star Doudrop got married over the weekend.
Oh, okay.
And I was looking at some pictures she had posted on Twitter. And so they had a table of, you know, family members that they've lost and couldn't be there. And one of the pictures was...
What?
Harry Stamper from Armageddon.
What?
Apparently, it was her husband's idea because he's a big movie buff.
That's funny.
And he thought it would be pretty hilarious. So,
well, you know, there's a wedding at the end of Armageddon.
Yeah.
His picture.
Exactly. Picture. Okay. Yeah.
And so, you know, I'm in that scene.
What?
Yeah.
You are?
Yeah.
He plays Ben Affleck's ass.
I always joke that you can just see my leg as they pan in because I was on an end row.
Oh, good God.
Yeah.
Hey, is that Joe Pisano's leg?
Is that Joe's left leg?
I was in Armageddon.
I would recognize that leg and pants
I was
anywhere.
On set during Armageddon's filming, yes.
All right.
Yeah.
Fun fact.
All right, that's all for news.
One more bit, just because he was a wrestling fan and we're a big fan of his, but Norm MacDonald passed away today.
I know, yeah.
That's a tough one. But I knew he had cancer, but I didn't know
that
he was close.
Wrecked me. No, we didn't know he had cancer.
Yeah.
Kept it a secret for 9 years.
Oh.
No one knew.
Wow.
It was just like Chadwick Boseman. Like, he kept it a secret. And no one knew. But, like, when you look back at it, it's like, yeah, he certainly didn't look healthy. I just thought he was aging, but yeah. Just Google Norm MacDonald jokes, and you'll laugh your ass off.
One of my friends posted one from when he was doing Weekend Update on SNL. And, of course, you read it in his voice and with the timing.
Yeah.
So it was like, in the college alternative billboards, number one this week is Better Than Ezra, and number two, Ezra. I just thought that was like
He had a joke where he said, you know, when I was a kid, my father used to hit me with the belt. But it was a lot worse when he was the reigning WWE champion.
That's awesome.
And then when he did the roast of Bob Saget, and he purposely bombed for 8 minutes, it's the funniest fucking thing you'll ever
see.
Yes. It's you know, just Google that shit.
Yeah.
It's so fucking funny.
All right. I'm going to have to look at that.
But all right. R.I.P. Norm MacDonald. On to rumors.
Rumors!
Kevin Owens wins back the Universal title?
Maybe!
Balor Club to finally get a second member?
Too sweet!
Brock Lesnar willingly works a full schedule?
No chance!
Next year's WrestleMania will be in Saudi Arabia?
Confirmed!
So the Wrestling Observer reported that Fox went to WWE and offered to help them sign CM Punk when they heard he was negotiating with AEW.
Wow.
WWE told Fox his money request was too high. Fox offered to chip in to help pay for his services.
Wow.
But WWE still declined.
Yeah.
Because they're idiots. Not that he probably wouldn't have gone to WWE anyway. But
right. Go back to that grueling fucking schedule.
Yeah.
Was he going to be the star of SmackDown?
Right, yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Also, Fightful reports that Kevin Owens initially signed a 5-year contract, but it was restructured to 3 years ahead of the pandemic, which is why his contract is expiring in January.
Wow.
That's funny. They restructured it
to
just in case we want to let him go. And now that they want to keep him, he's like, yeah, deuces.
Okay. Right.
Yeah, I'm out.
Yeah.
Fuck you guys.
See you later. Now.
And Wrestling Observer released the latest in WWE's banned words.
Uh-oh.
We have, I'm just going to read these off. Blood. obviously.
Choke.
Obviously.
Belt. Strap. Diva. Headshot. Trauma. Kayfabe. Mofos. House show, because they're called live events now.
Mm. Oh, Jesus.
Even though a TV... I mean, like, it's all, every event's a live event. DQ. Can't say DQ.
Mm-hmm.
The anti-diva. Spinal injuries. Victim. Violence. Violent. Wrestling. Wrestlers.
That's so dumb.
WWF. That might be the only one that makes sense. Right. Wife beater. Curb stomp.
Wait. Curb stomp?
Because they just say stomp.
The stomp.
Right. Because yeah. Curb's, you know, so much horrible. It's such yeah. a horrible thing to say. Right.
But you could say tombstone. Phrases including the word push and being over. Babyface, heel, job, jobber, card, strangle, kill, and murder.
Wow.
Yeah. Not surprised by any of those.
Wow.
And then also Fightful reports that Samoa Joe was included in the original script of Raw this week.
Oh, okay. For those of you who don't know, Samoa Joe was apparently not medically uncleared.
He was cleared and they uncleared him.
He hasn't had a match since he won the NXT Championship, and now somehow he's injured.
Yeah, yeah. And he relinquished it. Funny how NXT 2.0 has started today. And he has to vacate that belt 48 hours.
Poison.
Yeah.
This is the new whatever is going to be.
The new NXT.
Look, Vince didn't like him on the main roster, right?
Yeah.
So, of course, it feels like a total work.
Right. He's going to bring him back to Raw so he can fire him again.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now that he runs NXT. Also, speaking of Fightful and contracts, this is probably NXT news, but Johnny Gargano, his contract, it looks like it's set to expire on December 3rd.
They're going to lose everyone.
That's very specific.
Right. So
he'll feud with Marco Stunt in AEW.
Shit, he's a small guy. He'd go right to the top.
but really, if he went to AEW, he'd be in the very back of the line in terms of like getting titles.
Oh, for sure, for sure.
You know what I mean?
Right. So this isn't like a case with like Adam Cole and Pete Dunne. Like they're aware his thing's going to expire and they're supposed to start negotiations with him soon. So he does have a baby on the way, so we'll see.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, we don't know Candace's contract or anything like that.
Right.
Anything else?
No.
Alrighty then. Yeah. Trivia time.
All right, so I thought this was interesting. Saw this on Pro Wrestling Statistics on Instagram. What percent? So apparently Marvel kind of did a quick claim deal against Hulk Hogan back in the 80s because he was using Hulk.
Mm.
And they obtained the rights to Hulk Hogan, Hulkster, and Hulkamania. So for 20 years until he got the rights solely, how much of the gross merchandise revenue did Marvel get anytime WWE or Hulk Hogan sold any merchandise?
Oh, wow.
I'm
going to say like 30%.
No. Like 10.
It's 1%. 1%.
Okay.
Yeah, 1%. Okay. That's still... Now, they also received $100 for each of his matches and then like 10% of some other stuff that WWE did on the side.
Wow.
But in 2005, he finally bought the rights from Marvel. Which is, I guess, once
weird,
was unpopular, but isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Which makes sense, right? Because he totally did it based on the Hulk.
He did. He did.
So,
yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. All right, fan questions.
All right.
Yeah. Here we go. Kyle Foxton, this question is just for Eric. Eric, can you explain your thought process in choosing to go to SummerSlam instead of All Out? And how many times have you apologized to Andrew? I can answer that one. He hasn't yet. Eric.
Oh, my God.
Say
I'm
it.
Never going to fucking
say
let
it.
That down. Hey, you had fun in Vegas.
You know, what's his name?
You had fun in Vegas, like, right?
It wasn't my fault.
Yeah. I'm going to be the Gene Snitsky.
I had fun in Vegas.
Podcast.
Not on Saturday, though. Pregame Saturday was
pre-game
fun.
Pregame Saturday.
With our fans.
Yeah.
Not so much during the SummerSlam pay-per-view. Sunday, we had a good time.
We went to Bagel Mania, brother.
We did. That was pretty good.
That was some good-ass
breakfast.
That
was really good.
Yeah.
Nick Ryder, do you guys think putting the title on Big E will help Raw at all, or is it too little too late?
It's not going to help the ratings.
It's not going to help.
It's not.
I mean, at this point, no one helps the ratings.
I mean, we just got to see, are they going to book him good, you know?
Let's hope so. Chris DeBurn, besides Big E, which male wrestler in history has the most voluptuous set of boobs? Besides Big E, he said. Who's got the best boobs? That's probably a bracket.
Besides Big E?
Should probably do a bracket for best boobs.
Who's the best
Chris boobs? Chris Masters had?
Like right now or good, all time? Tori Wilson, boobs? Maybe?
He said in history, which male wrestler in history has the most voluptuous set of boobs?
It's got to be Big E. Yeah.
Well, he said besides Big E.
Oh, right. Ric Flair? Chris, older?
Older Ric Flair. Jesus Christ.
I mean, no. This is weird. Viscera.
Yeah.
Big Daddy V.
Yeah.
Nice floppy tits on him.
Big Daddy T's.
Dalton Inglis, new rumor song coming soon. It's been 2 years. We gotta do one soon.
I've suggested this.
Yes, sir.
Joe Guerrero, which superstar jumping ship would be the final nail in the coffin for WWE? Probably Kevin Steen come this January.
Right. For sure. That.
Pop culture junkie, am I the only one who sees the similarities to spoiling that Big E will cash in tonight to when Tony Schiavone spoiled it on Nitro with Mick Foley?
Mention that.
Yeah. Andy Piccone, do you think AEW should include a Money in the Bank type stipulation at some point? No, sure. No, do your own thing.
Yeah.
They already have a tournament where the winner gets a, you know, they have ladder matches where a winner gets a title.
You can call it cash in the financial institution.
Right. Mark Horsfield, so they're so desperate for ratings, they gave away the cash in on social media. Anyways, what's next for Big E? Keith Hoffman said, I believe it's losing to Goldberg in a triple threat.
I think
that fixes the Goldberg's not coming for the title anymore, because now he's just going to fight Lashley in a, you know,
for Lashley's sure. not in a the boring champ. Non-title match. Gotcha.
Well, it's going to suck either way.
Yeah.
David Stagon, for Becky to go full heel, they should just have her make out with Seth in the middle of the ring. I'm not sure what else could get people to hate her more than that. Fair enough. That would work.
Yeah.
By the way, I think maybe Big E fights Riddle like on TV for his first defense because they're a little back and forth and they shake hands after.
Okay. Sure. Yeah. Why not?
Maybe.
Wow.
Mark Carver, I know you guys will already have discussed this, but I have a best dressed nominee and it's Eva's ass cheek. Okay. Which one though, left or right?
Yeah, they're both kind of hanging out.
Tune in.
In the ring.
Paul, what was the point of the tag team turmoil match last week? Thought the winners were meant to wrestle for the tag titles on Raw.
Does Vince have anything to say about that?
Yeah!
Oh.
Fire! Poison! Poison!
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was crickets.
You lick me dick. You lick...
my dick.
Me dick. You lick me my dick.
Come again?
Do you guys think Big E's reign will be shorter? Will be short like Kofi's?
I do.
Kofi had like a... what, 5-6 month reign?
No, it was from Mania to SummerSlam.
No, it was past SummerSlam.
Oh, it was October. Yeah. To October. Mania to October. Yeah. All right.
I mean, that's not bad.
Well, it just ended crap. It just ended.
It ended badly. As long as Big E's reign doesn't end like Kofi's.
Says, I think I see Big E jobbing to Oldberg like Kofi did to Lesnar.
No.
Hopefully not.
How dare you.
Zaheen Rahman, who's the worst overall professional wrestler on the WWE main roster?
Eva Marie.
Oof.
I'll even give that to Goldberg.
Hands down.
Like, he's not worse than Eva Marie, but he still shouldn't be there.
Right. Yeah.
His time's done. Ryan Hensley, what do you guys think of Joe's trivia game show having a Money in the Bank opportunity on the line next time? The winner is able to have a cash-in moment at any time for any of the pay-per-view prediction titles. That way, the winner can announce their cash-in ahead of time for an
I mean, that would be fun. Like, you cash in, and it's like free 10 points or something.
Something like that.
Yeah. Tight Cunty, new patron.
Yep.
Welcome. Life or death, and you had to pick one. Who would you rather titty fuck?
Oh, God.
Doudrop, Nia Jax, or Awesome Kong?
I guess...
Doudrop?
That's the thing. Doudrop and Nia Jax don't have big tits.
They don't?
Doudrops are bigger.
Are they?
Yeah.
At least I guess they do. They look squished in the... They look squished in the thing. In her singlet.
Great.
But...
Great.
I don't know. None of them are... I'm not... Awesome Kong, definitely not.
No.
She's probably got the biggest tits, but... Probably Doudrop, I guess. I don't know.
Look at those floppy things. I think Nia Jax.
Those aren't big.
Those aren't big?
No, they're just sagging. They're sag. Josh. They sag.
They're just sag. She's not in shape. What is happening here?
All right. Okay. Vanguard 2, if AEW went to Monday, do you think it'd be better than the original Monday Night Wars? They seem like they have a better behind-the-scenes grasp than WCW, so they could sustain longer. Well, it wouldn't be better. I mean, it's not going to be bigger.
Yeah.
Monday Night Wars.
I definitely think that they should stay where they are and build up their base.
Because it's all about that base.
You could eventually do it. I mean,
yeah, eventually.
Here's the thing. Dynamite beat Raw in the demo
In
the 18 to 49. So they already are winning.
Right.
That's the crazy thing.
Yeah.
At least with Raw. Bradley Gentry, pro tip for watching Raw. Fast forward to the end, then delete.
Oh, thank you.
That's good. Yeah.
Yeah. Jalen Silva, since WWE does it, I'm going to spoil next week's show. After his successful cash-in, be sure to catch next week's Raw when Big E dry fucks the championship live.
Wow.
Dry hump.
Live sex celebration with Big E in the title.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I could see it.
Stone Cold Savage, Push Fire Barry, Kofi and Woods turn on Big E. Woods gets a championship run, and the New Day never turn on each other. Fire that.
Fire that.
Yes.
Xavier Woods gets a championship run.
Yes. Yeah.
I've been wanting it.
Barry, Kofi and Woods turning.
Dave, yeah, I mean, that's what it would take.
That'd be so
they all
sad.
Just need to turn on each other.
Yeah.
David Camp, triple what threat. Are the chances we see a New Day triple threat match for the belt at Mania? Wishful thinking, probably.
That's what I fucking want.
The chances? 30%.
Give me what I want. People saying the New Day should never break up. It's like, that's what you do. That's the whole point of stables.
Then you
is
don't
to eventually break up
wrestling.
And make them all singles like superstars.
People like that love sports entertainment over pro wrestling.
Right.
Yeah.
But that's what you do. That's in the history of stables. It's to break them up. Chris Klim.
Yeah, look at Hurt Business. Oh, wait, that's a bad example.
Chris Klim, do you guys think we'll get an eventual heel turn from Big E or Kofi?
Sure.
No. I don't think it'll happen. Yeah. I don't.
They move too much.
I think
march.
They get. It's possible to have that match, but without them breaking up. I think they'll probably do that.
Yeah.
Alex Verduzco, is this title reign for Big E legit, or is it transitional champ? I don't think he's transitional.
Yeah.
I think he'll have it for a while.
He'll have it at least for a few months.
Maybe he'll
over
drop
under
it at,
6 months.
Well, when's Mania? I say he drops it at Mania.
I say less than 6 months.
Okay.
Well, I mean, wouldn't that be...
Because, you know, Roman's already retaining.
So that would basically title be change. Mania. So unless he drops it, like, at the Rumble or...
October, November, December, January, February, March. It would be before Mania.
Yeah.
I'm saying before Mania.
All right.
Like, apparently a few days before Mania.
Right. No, I'm saying under 6 months.
The go-home show to
I'm
Mania.
I'm taking all of under 6 months, including next week.
Okay.
Dollar bet?
Ooh.
Dun, dun, dun. Do we have any out there right now?
I don't know.
Yeah.
No. No. All right, JB Mulligan, which is more likely to happen?
Sure.
Yeah?
I bet everything.
Okay.
Six That's months.
That's
we'll figure
house.
Out what that is. Or before Mania?
Before Mania.
Okay, fair enough.
Sure. I mean, that really should be like, I don't know. We should have odds on that one, though, really. I think. We'll talk about it. JB Mulligan.
It's a dollar.
Which is more... Well, come on. Which is more likely to happen at Saudi Mania? Goldberg beats Big E for the title. Braun returns to defend his greatest Royal Rumble title. Or there are airplane problems again that keep the few female wrestlers there grounded indefinitely.
Few airplane problems.
Probably. Well, Goldberg's fighting Lashley. We know that. Probably Braun returning to defend his greatest Royal Rumble title.
To defend it.
Could happen. Mike Dawes, I was at SmackDown at MSG. Just here to report that after the show, Cena was in the six-man tag. It was a legit 30 minutes.
Wow,
against
that's
the Bloodline.
A long dark match.
No
way. Who did he tag with?
Yeah.
They kept teasing the hot tag the whole time. But if he's doing dark matches, why can't he just be on the show?
Yeah.
He probably doesn't want to be
because
on the
if
show.
He's going to be on the show, then he has to be in a program.
Yeah.
And he's not gonna have a match with anyone.
Yeah.
Jason Dearm, when Big E asked Kofi if he had any advice, should Kofi have said, yeah, at the start of the match, do not run at him and jump straight into his finisher?
Good advice.
Wow, that's great.
It's a good one to end the show.
Yeah.
That is all for fan questions. So make sure you subscribe to our podcast. Give us a 5-star review. Check out the official website, whatswrongwithwrestling.com. Like the show on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Wrong Wrestling. Get a t-shirt at prowrestlingtees.com/
What's Wrong with Wrestling for only $19.99. And become a supporter of the show. Get all the bonus episodes. Every week we recap AEW and NXT. We got all the pay-per-view predictions.
Bonus.
And we also have the next bracket coming out. Best non-Shawn Michaels WrestleMania match of all time.
Yeah.
You can see all that at patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling for only $5 a month.
Yeah.
Cancel anytime. And then also don't forget about Hollywood Hogwash coming this October. First thing we're going to be doing is recapping Venom 2, Let There Be Carnage.
I thought that's not coming out till December.
It's coming out in October.
Okay.
October.
Unless they changed it like today.
They can always change it.
All right.
But yeah, at Hollywood Hog Pod on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And then you could also, right now, you could also add the show on Apple Podcast.
Yeah.
Just type Hollywood Hogwash. It'll come up. And there's a trailer there, so you could watch that or listen to that. So
do it. Go. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it.
Goodbye.
Just a troll.
What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling. Oh no. What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling. Oh no.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.